We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, New York City? Keith McPherson checking in for the night shift on the Fan. I'm pumped. Why would I be pumped? Because New York basketball is back. Wait. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. What do you mean New York basketball is back? Well, last night I was on air and I said it's a basketball night in the city. We had the Knicks on, we had the Nets on, two important games, and they went well. They were blowout wins for both New York teams. And these last couple weeks to start the year have been kind of rough for both the Knicks and the Nets. Let's start with the Knicks. I mean, hopefully the Julius Randle thumbs down STFU stuff is in the past. Hopefully we're moving on from that. Some of the losing, some of the frustration that the Knicks fans had about the team, about Tibbs, about what they were seeing at the Garden. Hopefully that's in the past. The Knicks are playing better basketball. They're winning at MSG. And RJ Barrett is looking like a star boy. My guy RJ is starting to rise, starting to feel himself. Is RJ Barrett coming into his own? You love to see it. I love to see it. Even though I'm a Nets fan, like, I don't hate the Knicks. The city is better when both teams are good. I know a lot of Knicks fans think Nets fans hate the Knicks. We don't. We root for you to be competitive. We don't root for you to beat us or be better than us. You're in our division, but we don't want to see you struggle. We don't want to see you fail. We want to see us get closer to where we were last year when we had two top teams in the playoffs, two top seeds. Now, I don't know if we'll be able to pull that off this year, but New York is better when the basketball is better. This is supposed to be the Mecca, right? This is supposed to be the capital. This is supposed to be where it all goes down. There's plenty of places to hoop around here when it's warm enough. New York culture is basketball. And the Knicks are starting to do it. They're starting to figure it out. The Knicks blew out the Dallas Knicks last night. Why do I call them the Dallas Knicks? If you've been paying attention, I talk about Jason Kidd leading the Dallas Knicks, former Knick. Kristaps Porzingis over there wanted no smoke with New York Knicks fans in the Garden last night. And Frank was back. Theo Pinson was back. Tim Hardaway Jr. was back. And the Knicks held it down. The Knicks held Tim Hardaway Jr. to 13, but more importantly, they held Luka to 21 points. Luka is a guy that's been at the top of the MVP odds the last couple years. You guys all know Luka Doncic. RJ Barrett, man, like I said, he's looking like a star. In-game windmill dunks. Think he's got his swagger back. 32 points in 41 minutes. Lead the team, young man. It is your team. You're number 3 overall pick. Go ahead and be that. We see Ja Morant coming into his own. And we all know who the number one pick was that year, who Knicks fans wanted. And I think I saw some of the memes and some of the Photoshop work resurfacing with Zion Williamson, because today we got news about two-thirds of that Duke trio being here in New York now. Around 12 o'clock today, news broke that the New York Knicks are acquiring forward Cam Reddish in a trade with the Atlanta Hawks. Sources told ESPN the Knicks are sending forward Kevin Knox and a 2022 first-round draft pick via the Charlotte Hornets to the Hawks for Reddish, Solomon Hill, and a 2025 second-round pick. That's a win for the Knicks. Cam Reddish is a guy that should be able to come in and contribute right away, and he's young. He's only been in the league a couple years. I think he was a top 10 pick, and he can shoot and he can score it, and I guess there was no place for him in Atlanta. Just look at the rivalry with the Knicks and the Hawks now. I think the Knicks got one up on ATL. NYC's got one up on ATL, and the Knicks will face the Hawks in Atlanta this coming Saturday. The Knicks have the opportunity now at 21-21 to try and get right here and try and make a run to have a winning record the rest of the season. The schedule is not going to do them any favors, but with a new player and some things being figured out, it seems like the organization is trying to figure some things out, trying to win. Kevin Knox has been buried. He's a guy that probably should have been traded sooner, a year or two ago maybe. Top 10 pick that never actually materialized here, but the Knicks are 11th in the standings. I think the Knicks can make the play-in, maybe even rise up to not be in the play-in if they right the ship, keep the ship where it's been. It seems righter right now, and they approach the rest of this schedule this month and the next couple months like they want to compete and they want to win. I mean, you do have some tough opponents coming up after the Hawks this Saturday, but you also have some guys you can beat, some teams that the Knicks should be able to go toe-to-toe with. No, they're not expected to beat the Cavs, the Bucks, but you got the Kings on the way, Timberwolves, Pelicans. There are some games in there that the Knicks should be able to hold their own. And coming up, there is four games in a row at Madison Square Garden. You got the Hornets, you got the Timberwolves, you got the Pelicans and the Clippers. That's a very important homestand for your New York Knicks. And with this trade, you get a scorer, you get a player that was a phenom coming out of high school, went to Duke, played with R.J. Barrett. You just gave R.J. Barrett a running mate, a real running mate, a road dog. Now, when I say real running mate, maybe that's alluding to the fact that I don't know about Julius Randle actually being the 1-2 punch with R.J. Does he want to defer to does Julius want to defer to R.J. Barrett? I don't know. Does he still want to be the one? Is he potentially going to get traded? I don't know. We have 4 weeks until the trade deadline. You just saw a huge trade today. There were rumors around it. And there's rumors around Randle too, but let's see what Randle, R.J. Barrett, and Cam Reddish look like. While you also have some of your young guys coming on like Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes hitting threes last night. Maybe you explore a trade to move some of these other guys. I don't know, Alec Burks. The trade deadline is interesting. You got to be answering the phone and checking and seeing what you could find out. And I think the Knicks at 21-21 are on schedule to still be a playoff team. They're not too far off to figure out how to finish with a winning record. And morale has got to be high for the Knicks fans and for people in the city that root for the Knicks after what they saw last night in the Garden. Now for your Brooklyn Nets. Nets world, baby. The Nets have been struggling. They had lost 5 out of 7. The Nets hadn't played a good game in 2 weeks. This past Sunday, the Nets went to overtime against a Spurs team with 15 wins. And then they went out to Portland the next day and lost to the Blazers, who didn't have Damian Lillard. The Nets were kind of searching for something. It seemed like they were getting away from the defensive mentality they had, the energy they had, and obviously from the COVID protocols and, you know, guys falling into that at the end of the year with 10 different guys being on COVID protocols and some rookies rising and the Nets having to figure out who was who and what was what and get it done and get wins without guys. They also had to figure out how to win once everybody was back, once you had the full roster back. Kudos to Steve Nash. He's handled a lot of different starting lineups. And last night, we saw two rookies get the start for the Nets, and they played very well. Da'Ron Sharpe and Kessler Edwards. Now, Nets fans know who those guys are. Nets fans have been paying attention from the time they got drafted to Summer League to the Long Island Nets to being with this team to what we saw last night. The national audience watching on ESPN might have just gotten familiar with these two stud rookies for the Nets, but they're ready to play. Da'Ron Sharpe had his best game, 20 points. Kessler Edwards had another sharp game, top game for the kid. Played tough defense. He was on everything, hustling. That was a team win for the Nets, right? Everybody talks about the big three. Well, it's cool to have the big three, KD, Kyrie, and Harden, on the floor together. Today makes a year since the Nets traded for James Harden. Hasn't been that much time, but it was good to see the Nets together, healthy as a team, go and face a top team and get a win. The narrative around the Nets was they can't beat anybody good. They can't beat a team over 500. Well, that was the first win against the top team, the number one team in the East. And that's a matchup last night that many think could potentially be the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bulls took the first two. The Nets got the last one. And then after the game, which we'll talk more about these games. I'll take your calls. We'll talk about the Knicks game. We'll talk about the Nets game. But after that game, you know, that game was over in the third quarter. The Nets put on a ridiculous show, had an impressive run. It went from 71-71 to 114-79 quickly. They were clicking on all cylinders. Everybody was involved. Everybody was a plus player last night. And then after the game, if you watch the post game, you got to see the real, what the guys feel. And I love that Steve Nash and Kevin Durant say almost the same things. When your head coach and your best player are on the same page, Frank Isola pointed that out last night on Yes Network. When they're on the same page, they're talking about the same things. You know everybody is connected. For a while, the Nets looked disconnected. Obviously, Kyrie Irving is back. We got to hear him speak about his experience being home for home games that he can't play and wanting to potentially go out in Jersey to a bar and watch the game with people but not being able to do that and how tough it is. And then we got James Harden on the mic basically alluding to the fact that, hey, the sooner we can get Kyrie back, the better. And so rumors were already swirling yesterday after the article came out about if Kyrie wants to play at home, the Nets just have to pay a couple fines. Well, that's not the hurdle. The money is not the issue for the Brooklyn Nets. If it was that simple, it would have been done already. I really feel the Nets are very close to getting an exemption for Kyrie Irving to be able to play as a professional athlete in New York. Wait for it. Could be as soon as this month. Tonight, the Nets play without KD, Patty Mills, Nick Claxton, LaMarcus Aldridge, a back-to-back, looking for a win against OKC. James Harden hopefully leads the way. Blake Griffin and some of these young guys that we've got. But things are good in New York basketball-wise. The city feels a little better when both teams are good. Rumors are that Kyrie might be back. There's a new Nick in town coming soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.